So this is really going to be a good matchup for the 6 o'clock game.
6 o'clock game, of course, Lakers-USA, the second game immediately following at roughly around 7:30 p.m. also on WLAW Sports. Harbor Beach taking on the winner of Sandusky and Bannex. And whether the foe is Sandusky or whether the foe is Bannex, this is a trap game for Harbor Beach.
Well, let's assume it's Sandusky, okay? And Sandusky, my goodness, you know, they seem to have Harbor Beach's number every once in a while.
They have already this year. Yeah.
Just once. But, you know, that was kind of mitigating circumstances, too, is because the weather pretty much set that up. Weather's not going to be a factor in this one, not in March anyways. But let's assume it's Bad Axe, too. Bad Axe has the uncanny knack of really pulling some surprises, like they pulled a surprise in the first game that we did a broadcast here on this floor, and where they won by 1 point. Last second shot. Yeah, you never know.
FedEx is like, you know, you can't pick them, but you can't pick against them. You never know who's going to show up. And if it happens to be FedEx, it's going to be outstanding.
And so it's basically like Michigan State football under John L. Smith.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Who's getting their face slapped on this one?
Too soon. Too soon. He's out. Where is he out? He's at North Dakota, I believe, now.
Via.
Yeah. But back to our principles here. We have a final. Harbor Beach defeats Ubley 62-53. USA defeats Cass City 62-51, which takes us to the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. Ryan Brown is on a tear this year, folks.
Thank you.
Ryan Brown predicted USA would win 56-48. He is the closest by margin as well. John Mooney said a 20-point differential, USA 60, Cass City 40, and I predicted Cass City 53, USA 49, the upset. So kudos to Ryan Brown on the claim of the game victory again.
Fantastic, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, guys. It feels good to be on top, you know?
I'll have to check the standings right now, but I believe you have at least a 2-3 victory lead over us.
Well, that's good news.
I think I'm on the board with one.
Hey, you know something? I'm happy to be wrong. I really am on this game because, you know, Cass City, they came out here firing, and they were putting a nice show on for the home crown.
And you look at it, I mean, they finished pretty much the second and third quarters on a tear, on 11-4 run, especially I think it's going into the third quarter. You know, that really shows the resilience of a team. You could give up pretty easy. You've lost this team twice in the season, and here you come back out. You're firing, and you're coming against a very good USA team. I'm excited to see USA advance here and see them play again on Wednesday against Lakers in Lakers. Should be a great game.
Can't wait for the chess match on that one, too.
So, final thoughts here, Ryan Brown.
Like we said, this game didn't disappoint. Like Cassidy showed up to play. They played well for the most part. USA shot the ball well. Kramer was absolutely outstanding tonight. What, he had 6 threes tonight for 18 points. Great game all around. I'm excited, like you said, Clark, to see USA play on Wednesday. That's going to be another great game to be a part of.
John Mooney, final thoughts.
Hats off to USA for advancing, but you got to give a salute for the Cass City Redhawks for really putting on a good show and never giving up, never saying die. Good job, guys.
Tonight's game broadcast was presented on WLW Sports by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb here on County and Independent Insurance Agents. Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb. The Michigan High School Athletic Association, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Sure Healthcare Network, Sebring Family Medicine, and Saginaw Valley State University. The cellular and internet transmission of this broadcast was carried by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. And we just have word here that Sandusky defeated Bad Axe. Still looking for that final score. Tweet us at WLAW Sports. We have a victory for Sandusky. So it'll be Harbor Beach and Sandusky in the second game on Wednesday, which takes us to our schedule here on WLAW Sports. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday from the Emerald City, coined by John Mooney. I prefer the Green Machine of Laker, Elkton, Pigeon, Bayport. As Lakers and USA in the early one at 6 p.m. and immediately following Harbor Beach and Sandusky in the district semifinal, winners at play on Friday, which you'll be able to also hear here, right here on 102.1 FM and worldwide on the WLW Sports Network. So on behalf, on back in the studio, pushing all the buttons on our WLW Sports broadcast team, that is Jay Lake. Our engineer for this broadcast is Jonathan Henderson. In-game correspondent on the sidelines is Ryan Brown, and our in-game analysis and color commentary is John Mooney. I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. Join us again on Wednesday, like we said, at 5:30 p.m. for your pregame show as Harbor Beach and Sandusky in the second one, Lakers and USA first, all feuding to get to the district championship and beyond, which again is in played in Flint Beecher the following week. Until Wednesday, we'll see you then on the WLNW Sports Network, your home for high school basketball.